This is Wilderness and Wildlife, presented by the Gallatin Wildlife Association in Bozeman, Montana. This is a half-hour program featuring commentaries and interviews with wildlife and wilderness advocates relating to the unique natural environment that we enjoy in the wildlands of the West and all across America. I'm your host, Jay Schell. Today we're interviewing Wendy Spencer. She's Director of Montana Operations for Wolf Haven, an organization that's headquartered in Tenino, Washington, but has a facility here in Montana. So welcome, Wendy. It's good to be talking with you. We want to hear about Wolf Haven.
Thank you very much for having me.
Okay. So how long have you been with Wolf Haven?
I have been with Wolf Haven for 25, going on 26 years.
Oh, wow.
So a long time.
You were a long time in Tenino, is that right?
Yes. I was in Tenino for about 20 years. And then when we acquired the facility here in Montana in 2018, I moved out here and took over operations here at McCleary.
And what does McCleary mean?
So we refer to McCleary. McCleary is long, convoluted history. But McCleary refers to Dr. McCleary, who originally started the McCleary lineage of wolves that have been maintained in captivity for over 100 years.
Oh, my gosh.
And the final, the final location is here at the ranch, outside of Bridger, Montana.
So what got him started doing, in keeping wolves?
So Dr. McCleary, who was a physician in Pennsylvania, way back in the 1920s, he traveled out west here to Montana, and he attended a rodeo. And at the and this was at the height of when Fish and Wildlife, at the time, the government was trying to exterminate wolves. And he was at this rodeo, and while he was attending, they brought in this wolf. And literally strung this wolf up leg to leg, pulled the wolf in front of the crowd. They literally wolfed this wolf apart, and it affected him deeply, as you would expect it, like it should affect anybody deeply. But what he decided to do was to start paying government trappers in Montana. He started paying government trappers for wolf pups, because at the time they were pulling them out of the dens and exterminating them. But instead, he offered money, and so he would receive wolf pups from the wild here in Montana. He brought them back to Pennsylvania, and he started up a program where he started breeding and keeping wolves in Kane, Pennsylvania, and he maintained them for decades. At the height of his program, he had over 100 wolves. But as he got older and wasn't able to care for them, he sold his wolves to a man named Jack Lynch. Jack Lynch then sold the property and moved the wolves to Washington State with his then wife Mary Lynch. They ran a facility outside of up in Gardner, Montana, and they were there for many years and then decided to move to Montana. They moved to Montana to Emigrant, where they operated, and it was close to the public. It was really remote. And unfortunately, Jack Lynch passed away, leaving Mary by herself in a really remote area. And her son was not comfortable having his mother in such a remote area, so he started looking for something remote but not so remote. And that's how they ended up here at our current location. Right? Long story, but or long answer, but yeah, that's how they ended up here.
Oh, I see.
And they have remained a closed population for more than 100 years.
Wow. So Wolf Haven is based in Tenino, and how long have they been in Tenino? Have they been there?
So Wolf Haven was founded in 1982, and by Steve and Linda Kuntz, and it was actually pretty heroic. They, like so many people, think it's a really cool idea to have a wolf as a pet, and they purchased a wolf named Blackfoot, and soon discovered that having a wolf as a pet was not a good idea. And not only was it untenable for them, but they soon came to realize that it was not good for Blackfoot.
Mm-hmm.
And they came to realize that they probably weren't the only ones in that situation, and that there were other animals in a similar situation that needed a sanctuary, like some place to go.
Uh-huh.
And that's how Wolf Haven was founded. And we have continued to grow and expand ever since then.
So they acquired
for the Kuntzes.
So they acquired the property in Tenino.
Yes.
And built pens, and how many wolves are in Tenino now?
So Tenino has approximately 50 wolves.
Wow.
But they're not all rescue wolves. We are super fortunate to be able to participate in two programs for U.S. Fish and Wildlife. We participate in the critically endangered Mexican wolf program as well as the American wolf program.
Mm.
So we house both of those species of wolves, and we have had both of these groups released into the wild. We are, even though we don't breed our sanctuary residents, depending upon the needs of the program, we do periodically breed our Mexican and red wolves, if indicated.
So how did Wolf Haven in Tenino come to join up with the facility in Montana?
So back in 2016, it's a really long story. I was invited out to come help after Mary Lynch passed away and care was taken over by her son, Ed Wheeler. He was looking for an opportunity to figure out what to do with the wolves. He and his wife were educators in Oregon, and Ed and his wife had no interest in continuing to care for the wolves. That just was not their gig, right?
No.
And they were trying to figure out how to best take care of the wolves. But before they could do that, they needed to figure out how many wolves were here, what the sexes were, sex ratio, just because there were no records. Ed's mom, unfortunately, struggled with dementia, and in the throes of dementia, she became really paranoid and she burned all the records. So there were no records in terms of age or anything like that. So I was invited to come out and help catch the wolves and try and help determine age, sex, and all of that, and help them determine like what was best best path forward.
Mm-hmm.
At the time, they thought it would be good to try and place the animals in zoos. But unfortunately, most zoos now and currently, they're not interested in housing gray wolves just because there are so many gray wolves in different facilities. So they declined interest, and so they were running out of options. They asked us if we would take over, but it was really important to them, if we took over, that we continue to breed McCleary wolves. And as a sanctuary, that was a hard position for us to take, just because as a sanctuary, we don't believe in breeding. There's no need to breed animals in captivity, wild animals to spend their life in captivity. And so we came to a compromise that we would collect genetic material on the animals, and so we would have the genetics preserved in perpetuity, but we would not breed. And so that came to fruition. We took over in 2018. June 1st of 2018 is when we acquired the property and the care of the McCleary wolves. So, again, very long answer to your short question.
So would you describe the facility that you have there? It's near Red Lodge. What's the layout, and how many pens do you have?
So we are situated in between Red Lodge and Bridger, pretty much in the middle of nowhere. We're high desert. We're on about 386 acres. The wolves are housed in... we have 10 one-acre pens or enclosures. Right now, it's pretty much two. The wolves are paired up, male-female, two wolves per enclosure. We are not open to the public. So the wolves, what's really, really lovely is they just get to be wolves pretty much all the time. They don't have to deal with people, except me, for better or worse.
So, and the fences around the pens are how high?
So the enclosures are, we have a vertical fence, 10 feet high, high tinsel steel, and then there's a 3-foot ground skirt attached to the vertical to prevent them from digging underneath the vertical. And then surrounding the pens, there's a perimeter that goes all around the pens, and that's also 10 feet high with a ground skirt as well.
And each pen is 1 acre, is that right?
Yes, yeah.
And you haven't, since you've had the wolves, you've had none escape, is that right?
Correct.
Yeah. So there are how many wolves?
Knock on wood, even though that has not happened, if we did have someone get out of their enclosure, their pen, because we have that perimeter all around, they're still contained within within the sanctuary space. And the other thing that's really, really important to point out is that wolves have this incredible, not just wolves, but other animals, but they have this incredible sight fidelity. And these wolves, like, this is the only home they've ever known. And so if they were to, and this happened in Tenino when we would have windstorms, and occasionally we would have panels come down. wolves would get out of their enclosures, but they'd still be contained in the main sanctuary area. But all they wanted was to get back into their space. It's not like if we had a wolf get out that they'd want to just all of a sudden run, like take off. They want to be back in their space and back with their companion. And so, yeah, again, very long answer.
So there are how many wolves all together in Tenino?
In Tenino?
No, where you are.
16.
So you have two in each pen, but some of the pens are empty. Is that right?
Yes.
And what are their ages as you...
So, again, because we don't have records, because they were destroyed before we took over, it's a lot of it is just based on our experience, phenotyping, things like that.
Uh-huh.
But we do know for sure that we have... when we first took over in June of 2018, the first week when I was down watering in the evening, I saw four pups pop out of a den. So we know for sure that we have four pups that were born in 2018. So we know their ages. But beyond that, we just have to guesstimate. And most of the animals, aside from the ones that were born in 2018, most of the wolves here are geriatric.
Uh-huh. And they're all neutered, is that right?
No, not all neutered. We don't breed here, just because we are a sanctuary and that runs counter to everything. What it means to be a sanctuary. However, it was really important to us to make sure there was no, justification for the McCleary lineage just because they had been maintained in captivity for over 100 years. Just to make sure there was nothing genetically unique about this population, we spent years doing genetic analysis on this population to ensure that, you know, that we weren't doing anything irresponsible in not continuing to breed. Turned out there was nothing to support that this population was unique, other than the fact that they were so inbred, which would cause some anomalies in the genetics. But again, all attributed to inbreeding. And I'm losing my train of thought. But sure. So we don't breed these animals, and we. Some of them are neutered, depending upon the situation. Some are neutered, some are spayed. And because we have an aging population, many of them have reached senescence. Oh. And so altering them isn't a concern. And surgery, particularly a spay, could be really hard on an older female. So we elect not to alter the older animals. But, yeah, so we prevent breeding.
Right. And so they're in pairs in the pens, and are they compatible?
Yes.
So, but you don't have same sexes together in a pen because, go ahead and tell me why.
So when we first acquired care of the animals, we had two really large family groups. We had a group of 16 and a group of 10, and both were female dominated, meaning that you had a bunch of females in both family groups, and it is well documented that female wolves, particularly as you head into breeding season, because wolves are seasonal breeders, as you head into breeding season, there are issues with dominance and aggression. And so we had these two big groups, and our highest priority was to try and separate the females from these big groups. And so that's what we did when we first came in.
Have you brought in any wolves from Tenino?
We did take in one wolf, Zip. He actually was, he's a non-McCleary wolf, and we don't normally take in non-McCleary animals here. Unlike Tenino, who, you know, where we focus on rescue. But Zip had actually, he was a high-content wolf dog who was purchased by a couple here in Montana. He lived in Montana for 11 years, and they had to the couple had to relocate to Baltimore. Couldn't take care of Zip anymore, and Zip went to live at our Tenino sanctuary, where he had a difficult time. He was very shy, didn't get along with his companion, and it turned out that we had an open space here. We needed a companion for one of our female wolves, Goat. And as a team, we decided that probably the best thing for Zip and for Goat was to bring him here to Montana. So he's one of our non-McCleary residents.
And so I would gather then that you have, since you have 16 wolves, that 8 are male and 8 are female. Is that right?
I'm sorry. Could you repeat?
Are they equally divided between male and female, 8 each?
Male and female, yes. Again, because we don't know the ages of many of the wolves. Not sure, but we try to try to make them compatible. Yes, we have older individuals, and the younger ones paired up just to again ensure compatibility.
I gather that in each pen that there is shelter that's either provided or that they've made for themselves. Is that right?
Yes. So they all have, all of the enclosures or pens, they have man-made structures like multi-lever platforms that they can climb up on. Wolves love to be up, like a lot of animals do. They love to be up on higher ground. So we have platforms, and they hang out on the platforms. They can also, the platforms provide shade and shelter underneath. There are structures, man-made structures, where they can get into, but also they dig natural dens. So all of the pens have to their own their own construction. They have dens, one or two per pen, and they will utilize them, particularly in the summertime when it's really hot. The dens provide some respite from the heat, and so so they have definitely have opportunity for shelter, protection, things like that.
So they can handle the heat. It's been pretty warm in Montana this summer. It's currently in the 70s, if not the 80s, but they can tolerate the heat.
They tolerate. Wolves are ridiculously resilient. Heat is probably, of course, like we can never know for sure, but just based on behavior, heat is not their favorite. They are much less active. They're not so interested in food, but they do have access, and they spend a lot of time in their shelters, whether it's the lean-tos or the shelter, the den boxes or whatever.
Right.
And they'll dig a lot of day beds in the sage. We have a lot of sage out here because we're high desert. So they become way less active, but they handle it, but it's probably not their fave.
So in one of the pens, I gather there's a father-daughter pair.
And we have a couple of father-daughter pairs, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay. And wolves have are like dogs, aren't they, in terms of their longevity, about 15 years max?
So, sure, if you're talking about wolves in captivity, wolves in the wild, their lifespan is very, very short. 4 to 5 years is average for a wolf in the wild. But in captivity, when given access to vet care, a safe space, vet care, their lifespan increases dramatically. It's not uncommon for a wolf in captivity to live, 14, 15, 16, even longer than that, years of age. And when you think about it, even a domestic dog, some of our giant breeds, think about giant breeds, and their average lifespan is, a mastiff is maybe 7, 8 years of age. So wolves are, again, incredibly resilient. What happens is when humans mess around with the genetics and we create wolf dogs who are attractive to owners, and we just mess everything up. So we should just let wolves be wolves.
Well, do you anticipate that eventually the facility will still be needed after these wolves are gone?
Good question. We're trying to figure out what the best path forward is. We still have, even though we have an aging population, we still have wolves that are, as I mentioned previously, we have wolves that were born in 2018, and they're going to be around for a long time. And we do have a few wolves that have come from outside of the McCleary Ranch who are younger. So we're just going to continue to take care of these wolves, and particularly for the McCleary wolves, let them live out their lives in dignity, in the only home they've ever known. And that's our highest priority.
Well, Wendy, we're just about out of time, so thank you very much. This has been a fascinating interview and learning about the wolves you're taking care of. So thank you very much. Our guest today has been Wendy Spencer. She's Director of Montana Operations for Wolf Haven, headquartered in Tenino, Washington. Wendy is in the vicinity of Red Lodge of Montana. This has been Wilderness and Wildlife, presented by the Gallatin Wildlife Association in Bozeman, Montana. You can hear more of our interviews by going to kgvm.org and scrolling down to Wilderness and Wildlife. I'm your host, Jay Shell. Thanks for listening.